We have now more or less a 2.5D system with a camera and a distance sensor next to it. And this distance sensor gives us now this combination with a calibrated camera, a position in the robot coordinate system. This makes then the control loops much more easier and much more feasible. And because this is a distance measurement from us, we can easily then also transmit the exact position of this to the robot.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode. Hello, in today's episode of the Envision podcast, 5 Questions, we are dealing with vision sensors and the role that sensor part from Gottenheim near Freiburg plays in this. Our today's topic will be, of course, vision sensors, robot vision, vision sensors with AI, and how easy these sensors are usable today. Our guest today is Marius Westermann, who has over 20 years of machine vision experience and has been general manager of SensorPart since 2021. Marius, nice to have you here in our podcast.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
You're welcome. First of all, could you briefly introduce us to SensorPart and what role machine vision plays in your product portfolio?
Yes. So SensorPart is a privately owned factory automation company headquartered in the beautiful Black Forest where I'm sitting at the moment. And we are a real family company. So we really take it by heart, working together as a family. We design, manufacture, sell, support industrial sensors, including vision and optical. We are known for ease of use products. It's one of the key slogans we have for us as a company. We have over 10 locations globally. We operate in industries such as automotive, electronics, packaging, pharmaceutical, medical, just to name a few. We are known, SensorPart is known as the best-in-class application engineering support. We have the slogan, we have the best application support in the world, and we try to live to this. We are really focusing on application engineering, offer application consulting, training at our headquarter, but also local on-site with our customers, and also after sales installation technical support. What is the role of machine vision in our portfolio? So we are coming truly from a sensing background. And therefore, we integrate machine vision tools into a very compact, robust device, a vision sensor. We call this vision sensor, VSOAR, vision sensor. That's a product name, the trademark of SensorPart. And these vision products like our VSOAR combine nowadays really powerful machine vision with a very user-friendly software. In the past, and I'm sure you know about this, Peter, vision sensors had been very limited. It was always being a little bit from the other guys looked down to be very limited, right? But nowadays, these vision sensors are getting more and more powerful and are really getting crucial for all kind of automation solutions we solve in all kind of different industries. And for us, overall as a company, this ease of use is a spirit we try to live up to. And that's not only for the products, but it's really the customer journey from the entire customer experience, from the very first touch point to the very end of the touch points where we really want to be this ease of use. And we really incorporated this in our DNA as a company.
Oh, thanks a lot. And talking about vision sensors, you're totally right. At the beginning, there were smart opto sensors. And now it's getting harder to make a difference between a vision sensor and a smart camera.
That would be a nice discussion between us. What's the difference for you between a smart camera and a vision sensor? That would be a nice one.
Maybe you have a short answer?
The gap gets smaller and smaller, right? So it's really that the vision sensor, there's still some elements missing. If I look on the machine vision tools available, I don't see a difference anymore.
And I know there's also AI for vision sensors, but I think we come to this topic a little bit later. So last year, SensorPart celebrated its 30th anniversary. Which of your vision products are you particularly proud of?
You already mentioned it yourself, Peter. It's for sure the object AI is it's more or less the newest in the family of our Vysor. So we use one hardware platform. It's always called the Vysor. It's one form factor serving all different kind of solutions we have, right? And one is called Vysor Object AI. And this AI, it's a big buzzword. What does it mean in a vision sensor? It's really again about this easy setup without any image processing knowledge. You can really take, not needed, but somebody who knows a little bit about lighting, you can put into the front of a vision sensor with AI and get it up and running in a few minutes. And that's really the difference. What's the difference for us between the big AI systems from our market follower? It's really that you don't need a cloud computing. You don't need thousands of images. It's really done in a very ease of use way with ease to train detector with a few images only in few minutes. You are just done with the solution. For us, this AI is only one more detector. And that's also a big difference from other AI solutions. So we put this on the Vysor. We call it even Vysor Object AI. And the object is what we do with all the other standard machine vision tools. And we have them available both on the Vysor. Means you can make an AI solution, do classifying, some texture, whatever it is. But you also can read at the same time, it's the same tool with the same Vysor, a code, for example. This is only needed to use one Vysor to do this both application at once.
Just another question to the origins of SensorPart. Today, your headquarter is in Gottenheim near Freiburg, but the start of SensorPart was really in the deep Black Forest in Wieden.
When I was there going the first time, Peter, I was really thinking I'm lost. So I was really stopping my car, having a navigation system that has something wrong. It cannot be that I'm going all this roads up and down, and it's really in the middle of the Black Forest, the beautiful place called Wieden. Normally you can go skiing there, but there's no snow these days anymore. But yes, it's really in the middle of the Black Forest.
Yeah, I was once there, a really beautiful place. But as you mentioned it, great place to start a great machine vision and optosensor company. It's not the first place I would think of.
Yeah, there's a story behind, right? Dr. Wanner, the owner of the company, he did buy a company out of insolvency who was located there, who was doing already sensing systems, right? And that was simply the opportunity he did take by heart and did then grow the company to where we are nowadays with 10 locations globally and being present and also known in the meantime as a brand with a Vysor.
From the beginning, robotics has always played a special role at SensorPart. What new solutions and products do you have for robot vision?
Yeah, so Vysor Robotic is one other. Again, it's the same hardware form factor, the same Vysor, but now we use it on a robot. We always, or most of the time, we use it as an end-of-arm solution, means it's mounted end-of-arm. Because again, coming from being a sensor company, we know how to make a product really very robust. It's very compact. We are used to industry cables, it's shockproof. We have integrated lenses, integrated illumination, all really perfect for an end-of-arm mounting with a robot. And then to explain again the ease of use, so what we do then with this robot and with the Vysor on it is giving the eyes to the assembly function. And he is really how to calibrate. So how really to get now the Vysor, the camera, and the robot to work in one united coordinated system. And that's very tricky. And we learned our lessons over the years. So at the very beginning, we used the point-to-pair list. So you really have to manually fill in all the informations, very time-consuming, and easily you can make some mistakes. And then we did work under the ease of use spirit and try to figure out what we can do differently. And nowadays we just place a calibration plate somewhere in the robot area. It's most of the time on the bottom, on the side, in the corners. And we do this, we call it Hochzeitstanz, it's a marriage dance. It's really like a dance when now the camera at the end of the robot arm is really dancing around the calibrate plate. It's 9 positions, 9 pictures under all angles we are doing to really understand now the position of the Vysor camera to the robot arm in the space. And then after this, it's very easy. The robot sends the coordinates to the visor. The visor is filling in this list with the points and calculates the position back to the robot space. And everything is done. No need to know the exact TCP. All is done under the very ease of use approach again. And that's really perfect. And that's then even getting stronger if you have, for example, a crash or something in your production. This validation, this calibration process can be very easily started again. You don't need to be an expert and the system is back up. So most of our customers, big automotive guys, they are even implementing a kind of a validation process in the normal process flow. Then the camera goes in the right, left corner, bottom corner, goes to the calibration plate, does the stance again, and you know always everything is safe again. And that's where we really believe we make a big difference to all the other suppliers in this ease of use around hand-eye calibration.
Thank you, Marius. Talking about visor, there's a new vision sensor, a new visor on the market, the Robotic Plus Set. I'm quite sure he's for robotics, as the name suggested. Maybe you could explain for which applications this sensor was developed and what's so special about visor Robotic Plus Set.
So I maybe first quickly introduce the product. So what is it really? What is a visor Robotic Plus Set? So the Plus Set is very simple. It's a distance sensor. So obviously we have a lot of sensors. We have, I have no idea, 3,000 something article numbers only on sensors, right? And we did pick the right one, a distance sensor, and we did now simply mount this directly next to the visor. So we have now more or less a 2.5D system with a camera and a distance sensor next to it. And this distance sensor gives us now this combination with a calibrated camera, a position in the robot coordinate system. And this makes sensor control loops much more easier and much more feasible. And because this is a distance measurement from us, we can easily then also transmit the exact position of this to the robot. Means if you have a typical stacking process, I will come to this later, and you are maybe with a robot at the beginning, 2 meters far away, you can then use this distance measurement to approach this with a very fast mode, coming closer and then slow down. So most of the distance sensors on the market, they don't offer standard interface. And for sure, ours is a complete portfolio of choices of interfaces. So we can offer with this Ethernet, Profinet, and whatever would be coming up as a challenge for us. And then you ask about the application. So let me talk about the application. So just explain briefly the base technology. If it comes to the application, it gets even better. So imagine you have a big automotive part, could be a door or a hood. Typically, they're coming stacked on a load carrier, and then now you need to de-stack this from the front, right? And if you want to do this, using a 3D system will be really not easy. I can tell you there are a lot of 3D systems out who try to do this, but they come to their limits simply because of the big region of interest you have to cover, and then coming, for example, to resolution issues. If you now combine two of this visor robotic plus set, so two time a camera plus distance sensor, left, right, looking on this door, for example, you always find some nice, easy positions on the door. And now you can work with this two positions and really calculate the exact 3D position of this big part in a very, very accurate and the most accurate possible way, I would say. And that's a typical application we are using nowadays. Honestly, we learned this from one of our big automotive customers, where we really partnering up with them. And now we go to the market with this product because we can see that this is something you do not really need a real 3D, but what we do, it is 3D and it's very simple to use. And again, it's simply ease of use again from SensorPod.
Sounds very interesting. Are you on any events or fairs in the near future so people can see the new sensor live?
We are on the Automatica end of June in Munich. And yes, for sure, I can say this Automatica and the Automate in this year Detroit, these are for us, if it comes to robotic, our most important shows, because it's all about robots, all about automation. And we have normally, you can walk around, I'm really proud of this, you can walk around and you don't see only a visor robotic on the SensorPod booth. You will find this also on 10, 15 other booths.
So just remember, if you're going to Automatica fairs this year, have a look at the sensor part, sensors at the different booths.
Yeah, so, absolutely. We could maybe make a hunt or something.
Yes, who will find the most sensors
wins something. Great idea, Peter. We will make maybe some marketing story out of it.
Yes, great idea. Okay, fifth question. And once again, it's about AI. Last year, you presented the AI Vision Sensor Visor XE. What is so special about this sensor?
It was a great event, by the way. I know you have been here. We had the Tagesschau being even there. It was really funny. We did go into Ren suits because it's all about speed. It was really our slogan, sensor part takes the fast lane. We did really scream it out on this product launch. It was a lot of fun for us. And I think it was a great, great event for everybody who was there. And yes, it's all about speed. Simply we put in newer, faster processors, more RAM, simply to be able to work faster and more reliable for more precise results on the AI side. Mm-hmm. And we did demonstrate this, and I did make some with Alex Rudolph, my application manager. We did make some nice examples to make it clear for everybody. So we did have two small demos there, and the one was showing a code reading, which was 3 milliseconds, if I recall it right. So it was 330 codes per second. We could detect
330
codes. And again, talking to you as a machine vision expert, tell me any application you would have in mind who needs more than 330 codes, right? So there maybe are a few, but what we want to do is to cover the market with 90-95%. I'm sure we can do this very speedful, very powerful. And then the same for the AI part of this. So that was a real reason, because AI needs more computing power. We did put this in, and we did show there a nice small demo looking on texture from wheels and could identify and classify them easily. And there it was around 37 milliseconds, means around 27, 28 readings, analysis per second. So all, I think, very powerful, demonstrating why is the XE, getting XE cited, is really a new product and being the fastest vision sensor on the globe. So it's really about more speed, and for sure, again, about ease of use, right? I should also mention that with our solution again, and we demonstrated this also on the SBS, you can set up the system with this, this example was 6, 7, 8 different tires in less than 2 minutes. So it's really, really fast, very easy. Simply pick some pictures, put them in the right buckets, and let the AI do the job, and it's done. Very easy.
So XE sounds like extreme impressive.
Yeah, I think we can do a lot of things. That's why we picked the XE, because everybody can get very, very creative on it, Peter.
So Marius, thanks a lot for being guest in our podcast, and I hope we will speak in the future about some new technologies SensorPart has developed.
Yeah, you're already invited. We will make 2 new product launches, one of the Automatica and a really big one again on the SPS. So happy to have you there again, Peter. Looking forward to it.
You can be sure I will be there.
I know.
Okay.
Perfect.
Mario, bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to find out more about Envision, please register for our Envision newsletter at envision-news.de/news, become a follower of our LinkedIn channel, Envision News, or find out about our webinars at envision-news.com/TechTalks. I look forward to welcoming you to our next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2.